Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I am your host, Paul Meadors, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about Fresno Pacific University sports. I want to let you guys know as well that this is our last show of 2024. We're going to be taking the next two Wednesdays off. They're pretty big days, right? One's Christmas, and then the following Wednesday is New Year's. Is it New Year's Day then? New Year's Day, right? So we're going to be taking both of those days off. We're going to be joining the broadcast on January 8th and 15th, the basketball broadcast. So there's not going to be a Sunbird Sports Show for another month. But I'm very thankful for the opportunity. We started in September. Fresno Pacific University has done an amazing job getting the great student athletes to the studio, having great conversation with coaches and media personalities as well. So it's been a lot of fun. But we're going to take a couple weeks break before we get back to talking with the student athletes. On those games, I should say, January 8th and 15th, the basketball games are going to be broadcast here on 790 ESPN. Scott Bemis, he's been on the call for a few games. You guys know him from KC24. The sports director does an amazing job. And there is a really good chance we're in negotiations that I'm going to be joining him for those broadcasts as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. This is a good time also to wish everybody out there an early Merry Christmas time. Today, what's going on for the next hour or so up until about 6:55? We are going to be revisit the women's soccer program. We're going to recap their season. The team vastly improved this year under first-year head coach Roberto Hernandez. He's here live in the studio just to my right. And we're going to be hearing and chatting with a couple players, actually four total players. If you guys know the format, if we bring in four players, we bring in two for the first segment and two for the second segment. Well, we have a couple local girls. Cari Hernandez, she went to Washington Union High School, also went to Clovis Community. And Carissa Lopez from Central High. They're going to be joining us to talk about their season, what they are studying right now at Fresno Pacific University, and just a lot of other things like bonding experiences and maybe even their favorite places to eat. I think we talked about that last time on this show, Coach. And it's always a good time to talk to the students. They are wonderful at Fresno Pacific University. Okay, so this is the time where we recap what's happening. Obviously, the soccer seasons are over, but we are full bore into basketball. And this past week, the men's and women's basketball teams were in action, having a couple games each. They traveled to San Francisco to face conference foes Academy of Art. In the first game of the day, the women won 66-57 for their second straight conference win. Fifth-year seniors Anissa Rio and Kerman High's Bree Hurt led the Birds to victory. Rio had 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists, and Hurt had 15 points, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. On the men's side, in an exciting encounter where there were 7 lead changes, the team forced overtime before falling 68-60. Isaac Peralta had 15 points and 6 rebounds, and San Joaquin Memorial's Jonah Guerin had 9 points, including 3 from 5 from 3-point range. Today, both teams played Westmont in SoCal. The women lost in a close one with a score of 70-63. Hurt once again led with 15 points, 2 rebounds, and senior Lydia Manu had a good performance, putting up 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. The men almost came back, cutting the deficit to as close as 5, but finally fell 70-62. Seth Brown led the men with 16 points, and Peralta had 14, 6, and 2 steals. We're going to take a break right now. I'm going to talk to members of the Fresno Pacific women's soccer team up next on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Sunbird Sports Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7. We started in September. Like I mentioned in the opener, we're going to take a couple weeks off and returned back in January. And I got to say, doing this show has been a ton of fun for me. And I'm an alum of the school. I know a lot of the coaches, just getting to know Coach Roberto Hernandez. This is his second time on the show. And Jaime Ramirez, we'll probably talk about that a little bit. Jaime Ramirez came 2 weeks ago, and we took up the whole episode. It was just him and I. He's telling the great stories of Fresno Pacific, obviously his time as a player and then coach, and then he just spoke very highly of you, Coach, and of Coach Cam Shiroki as well. The Fresno Pacific soccer programs are in very good hands with you guys. So, he's just he's a great man, right? He's known throughout not only the Central Valley, but in the state and nationally as well. But we're going to be talking now about the women's soccer program at Fresno Pacific University. I have two players and Coach Hernandez as well. Cody Hernandez from Washington Union, also played at Clovis Community. And then Central High's Carissa Lopez. Thank you guys for coming on, first of all. I appreciate you coming on. I mean, you guys didn't have to. You guys aren't even in school, but you guys took the time to come in here to the studios and talk a little bit of soccer. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So a week away from Christmas, I opened up last week's show with the talking with the women's basketball coaches and talking about some Christmas traditions. We talked about whether or not Die Hard is really a Christmas movie, so we kind of went off script a little bit. But girls, I'm curious about Christmas traditions you've had in your family, some of your favorite ones. Cody, do you have a famous or a tradition that you truly, truly love?
Yes, I do. My family and I like to stay up on Christmas Eve until midnight, and we like to celebrate Christmas on around that time. We also like to wear our pajamas when we're opening our presents. It's pretty fun. Even my parents wear pajamas, so I just think it's cute seeing them in pajamas. But yeah, it's just something we started recently just to, be together with the family.
So at 12:01, right? Is that
at
when you guys
12:01?
12:01,
yes.
You guys are opening.
We are rushing to the living room at 11:59, getting ready.
Is there somebody that like plays Santa? Is there someone that divvies out the presents? Here's yours. Who is it usually in your family?
It's always the older sister.
That's not you.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You're not
me.
The oldest.
No, I'm the middle child of four. Yeah, there's four of us.
What's like the best present that you can remember that you ever got for Christmas?
It was a gold necklace that my parents gave me that I recently lost, but but it was my favorite one. Yeah, it was the gold necklace.
All right, Carissa, what about you? Like, any family traditions growing up? What do you enjoy about Christmas the most?
So me and my family, actually, every Christmas, we make homemade cinnamon rolls. So my aunt comes down from Kalinga, and she's actually the one who started it with her mother. So now it's like a family tradition with my mom, and they're passing it on to me this year, so I'm kind of nervous. But other than that, we just do Christmas Eve and do Christmas, and that's pretty much it.
But you got to wait till Christmas to open up your gifts, right? You don't do Christmas. Well, it's not really Christmas Eve. I mean, it's 12:01,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's Christmas, technically.
On Christmas Eve, from my dad's side, we do it on, like, Christmas Eve, like, open gifts. But on my mom's side, we do it on Christmas Day. So right. I get both, I guess.
Coach, what about you?
Yeah, very similar to Gotti. We kind of wait till midnight on Christmas Eve. And one tradition that we always like to make sure is we make tamales. Because if you don't have any Christmas presents under the tree, you get to unwrap something at midnight.
That's cool. That's awesome. So I teach in Traver, and one of the great things about Christmas break is the tamales that we get, and then also a pozole soup. I get hooked up with that, and so that's anybody out there that is like, what are you talking about, Paul? How do you explain it? You've had that soup before, right? Like you can make it different ways. You make it with pork and chicken.
It could be
It could be red or green, the sauce, right?
It depends on, I guess, who's making it. I guess you could think of it like a chicken soup, but just a Latino flair on it. So It's very delicious. You know, the holidays, we definitely get to eat a lot of good food, but unfortunately we gain a little bit of that weight as well, right?
Yeah, that's one of my, it's one of my favorite things about Christmas and Christmas vacation. All right, so your season ended, what'd you say, Coach, about a little over a month ago, perhaps?
Yeah.
Very successful season, huge turnaround from last year. So now we've had some time to reflect on it, probably interview the girls about what worked and what worked, what didn't work, what you'd like to see improved on for next year. Like, how would you wrap up and summarize the season?
Well, that's tough. We definitely improved, I would say, both on and off the field. I think culturally we're starting to get it right, and the players are buying into it. So it's a huge component of the players giving me the trust and giving our new staff the trust, right, to be able to come in and implement what we were asking for, both tactically and obviously culturally. And the players have bought in. I think it was a lot of fun to be around the girls and really get to know them across the season. I think the road trips definitely helped. But in terms of the soccer on the field, you know, everyone really worked hard and bought in and was ready to get their minutes when their opportunity came. And I think one of the biggest pieces is obviously our defensive record improved drastically. But that came from the top, you know, from our strikers all the way from the midfield all the way down to the defenders, and our goalkeeper saving us from time to time as well. So I think it was just great to see everybody understand their roles and really work hard on that. Statistically wise, we made a drastic improvement on the defensive side.
Well, I'll talk about that in just a second. But defensively, you guys went from, or the program, the team, Fresno Pacific, went from giving up 49 goals last year to only 17 this year.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty big improvement. So, all right, let's get to the girls here. Kari, let's ask you first. So, first of all, what year are you? And what position did you play, and how can you summarize this season?
I'm a junior. A position I played, middle, wing, forward. I was moved around a lot. What was the last question?
Well, just summarize your season, like successful season. Like, how did you feel throughout the year?
I would say it was a successful one because. Going from our first game to our last, you can already just see the progress that the team made throughout the season. So I would say it was a positive one, yeah.
All right, Carissa, what about you? What position, what year?
Yeah, so I'm a junior, and my position is center defense. And I would say that this year was overall, like, so much fun on and off the field. Like Gotti said, from the first game to the last, you could just see how much the team wanted it. And I think that's something we can take on from here on out.
The last game, the final game, that was the Biola game. You guys tied 0-0.
Yeah.
So was that a good send-off, right? Like a really good, kind of encapsulated the entire year. Was that a good game to kind of like, oh, yeah, this is how we can play?
It was a little bit bittersweet, right? It was senior night, so we wanted to send the seniors off with a win. Unfortunately, we tied. But, you know, last season, Biola unfortunately had their way with us. It was 5-0, so to be able to come back and frustrate them, I could see, you know, Brett over there, who I know well, a little bit frustrated on the sideline with the 0-0, and I would say we had a little bit of the better opportunities. So a little bit frustrating that we didn't get the win, but ultimately, yeah, I think it showed the competitiveness from the team and them as well, you know, wanting to walk away with a little bit more.
So last year's game was 5-0.
5-0.
Was that at their place? Was it at Biola?
It was a home game.
It was home for you guys?
Yeah.
All right, so I mentioned the goal differential that you guys gave up from last year, 49, to this year, 17. 2-13-2 record last year, improved to 4-8-4. Defensively, was that just a focus for you guys, Coach, to just tightening things up? I know that these two girls played a lot of defense this year, but was that one of the things that was one of the greatest successes this season?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you want to come in and take care of leaking goals, and I think obviously the team worked hard. Like I said, our back four was incredible. Our goalkeeper was great, but I think the true success from it came from everyone on the field. The way we would mark in the midfield is something that I think everyone really adapted to. It's something new, and they had to run a lot. But I think the way we did it limited the chances that other opponents had. And I think that was something that we wanted to make sure, because if we can, you know, limit the opponents to chances and hopefully keep a shutout, then it gives us a better chance to win. And we actually, on that note, went on a program record, 7 shutouts this year. Oh, wow. So that beat the previous record of 6.
All right, girls. So what was, out of all the games you guys played, which was the most satisfying game? Could be a win or could have been a tie where you guys, like, you know, like the Biola game, you had a lot of opportunities.
Which one did you enjoy the most?
All of them.
I think for me, it was the Cal State San Bernardino game. Cal State San Bernardino last year, again, they had a 6-0. So this year coming in and we tied 0-0 at home, that was kind of the start of what I would say the flip. That's when in that game we changed our tactical formation, our what we're trying to achieve, and kind of coming out with that 0-0, I think, for me as a coach, helped me gain the trust of the team to be able to understand what we're trying to do, you know, and flip it around. And we went from there on. We had a 4 games in a row of a shutout streak. So that's something that I remember personally.
That's amazing. 4 games in a row. We didn't give up a goal.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nada. All right. Did he give you enough time to think about Coach Vamped a bit?
The game I would say is Azusa against Azusa, because coming into the game, I think last year it was 5-0 again, and we actually started the game and we scored before them. So it was 1-0 at half, and knowing that it was 1-0, that we were up instead of being down how they were last year, I thought that was pretty satisfying. Even if we fell short after the game, like, you know, it just showed how much of a difference that the team made from last year, like just not going, you know, 5-0.
And Azusa was ranked number 21 at that time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
they finished ranked 25 in the nation, but number 21.
Yeah, like knowing we could do that against a top team, like that was really motivating for the rest of the season.
Yeah. So for me, I would say our win against Jessup, we won 2-0 that game, and it was a home game. I think just like the feeling during that game of just like knowing that we're capable to win at like such a competitive state of mind, and it was just a good feeling overall that game.
So coach, a theme that I'm hearing, obviously we got the stats to back it up, and you know, I've talked to your girls last time on the show, confidence is such a huge thing, right? You think at the college level, right, it wouldn't be as huge of a factor as it really is, but confidence is huge. And you know, the girls said it, they're like, knowing that we could compete against the number 21 team in the nation, right, builds confidence, right? One play leads to another play, leads to a goal save, leads to a clear out or whatever, right? And it's just the confidence. And so it seemed like this team, that was one of the themes, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was something that we kept talking about, that if we're going to come in, we want to be able to compete, right? I think we're all competitors at nature, and the team really, you know, embrace that. And one theme that we talked about, and it's kind of funny, I know University of North Carolina just used it as well, is like, why not us, right? I think it's a lot of fun being from Fresno, right? Like representing the Fresno community, it's a, for the most part, blue collar, very hardworking, gritty team. And I think we represented that this year very well. And the team started to gain that confidence early on in the season. And, you know, walking away with believing that we should have had more is something that is exciting, because now when we come into the spring, we're, you know, we lost a good 6 seniors, but you know, their impact on the field was phenomenal and off the field as well. But I think, you know, keeping a core and returning a back four and our midfield, it's going to be a fun time in the spring to, as a team, to get ready and prepare for the fall.
So lots of optimism next year for Fresno Pacific University women's soccer program. All right, Coach, I want you to talk about each of these girls, what they brought to the program, how you saw them improve, some just anything that you want everybody out there to know about these two girls. So just start with Kadi over there.
Yeah,
what's
definitely
the program.
Definitely. Kadi was a late addition, actually. So she's one of my first adds, coming in July. And obviously, I didn't know much about her. I knew she was coming from Clovis Community, and Profis Jaime's son coaches over there. So she came highly recommended, and, we trusted that. She came in, and At the start of the season, not getting very much minutes, right? And rotating her around. And there was, I forget what game it was, but we started her up top as a striker, and then she did really well. And she kind of didn't look back since then, you know? So it showed the adversity that she went through at the beginning, because from Clovis coming from playing consistently to coming in here, not getting that minutes, but never pouted, never once, you know, had that negative attitude, really worked hard. And there was games where I would say for a stretch about five, she was the best player on the field, you know, from us and the opponent. So it's been really good to see her working hard. And off the field, she's one of the funniest players on the team. A little bit too much. She's one of the three that anything I say, there's a little funny comment attached to it. You know, there's a lot of times where I'm trying to be serious after a game, you know, and I'm a little bit down, but she helps bring me back up, and it's good. It's something that we needed a balance of. And she's the biggest Cristiano Ronaldo fan you ever met. She actually scored a good banger versus the Academy of the Art, and she did hit the celebration. So it's really fun to see.
All right, what about Carissa?
Yeah, Carissa, she's our rock back there in the back four. She's I would say probably had the most minutes besides our goalkeeper. I really think we only pulled her out if there was a small little injury. But I can't remember actually making any changes, really. There might have been one, so she had probably the second highest minutes on our team. But she's more of a silent leader. I always tell her we have to speak up a little bit more. But she's a captain on our team, and there's a reason we gave her that band, right? She's one of the hardest workers out there. Saves us a lot defensively, really works hard on that back line, making sure that we're organized. And then really working hard on keeping the team positive, right? Helping everybody, hold them accountable, but also understand that we're one team. If one of us makes a mistake, we all do. And so she's been phenomenal in helping us keep that team culture off the field as well.
All right, Cotty. Coach just spoiled it a bit. All right, you got a famous favorite soccer player, don't you? Why don't you talk about him and make a case, because that's an ongoing discussion that we have with Fresno Pacific University soccer people. So looking at a couple of them right now, but why do you like your guy?
I know there's a huge debate about him and Messi, who's better, but overall I would say Messi's a better soccer player, obviously, but I just think Ronaldo was a better striker. And not just that, but he started off as a right wing, so he had to work hard. His background, I feel like, of him, like, just not caring about what the media says about him and, like, all the criticism he would get for being cocky. I just think it's confidence of him. Like, I just think that's what really helps him play really good on the field. And it showed. I wouldn't say it was really ego or anything like that, but it did show that he was a hard worker. He's always in the gym. He's always recovering. Like, I mean, he's 39 right now, still putting numbers. I'd say the numbers speak for themselves. So, yeah.
Look at her. I mean, she should go on a TV show, like backing him up, or maybe written a report on him.
I could write a 10-page essay on him. I would love to.
She asks every recruit we bring on campus, Ronaldo or Messi. That's the ongoing question.
It's mandatory. Yeah, it's all mandatory. Right.
Carissa, what about you? Are you going to go? You can't go against her. She's sitting right next to you, or do you?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite, but I'm going to stick with Ronaldo just for Cotty.
Okay.
But I would say of me, honestly, Naomi Girma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's best defender ever. Just watching her is amazing, so definitely see her.
Did I ask you last time, Coach, who your favorite player was?
I don't think you did, but it's going to be somebody that a lot of people don't know of. He's a Guatemalan striker. He actually has the World Cup qualifying record for goal scoring, but it's qualifying. His name is Carlos Ruiz Pescadito. He played for my favorite club, LA Galaxy, and played for the national team of Guatemala.
All right. Well, there you go. There's a few people out there, I'm sure. What? How about the guys over there? You guys know? Huh? You guys agree? You know that guy? Yeah? All right. They're good. All right, we'll get to Pablo afterwards. Maybe we'll ask him if he agrees with some of these soccer players or not. All right, we only got a couple minutes here, girls. I want to ask you about, like, why you love Fresno Pacific University. Like, what are some of your favorite classes? What do you love about the bonding experiences that you encounter there? I mean, what do you love about the university?
I like that it's a small campus. The high school I went to was a small campus, so it's just something that I was used to already. I feel like even at Clovis Community, they only had like two buildings, so I mean, that was good for me too. So just, I mean, being in small campuses and going to Fresno Pacific and my classes not being far from each other, that's what I really liked.
I would say the same thing. It being like such a small community, so like everyone knows each other, and I think like that you literally know everyone at FBU, which is a good thing. And then for me, I would also say just like my major, I love all like my professors who are in the business major, and just everyone in there is just so kind and open-hearted.
That's awesome. Major, do you have, did you say what your major was?
No, I'm doing kinesiology, emphasis on physical education.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to be a PE teacher.
There you go. Okay. All right. And coach soccer, right?
And coach soccer,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I got to do that. And your major, business?
Yes.
Going for business. All right. That is fantastic. Thanks, girls, for coming on. We're going to bring on a couple of your teammates, but Katia Hernandez from Washington Union by way of Clovis Community, and obviously Fresno Pacific University and Central Highs. Carissa Lopez, thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate you. It wasn't that bad, right?
No.
This was great. It flew by, right?
Yeah, it did.
All right, Coach, you're going to stay on. We're going to bring on a couple other girls after this. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. You're listening to it on 790 ESPN. Just had a really good conversation with a couple members of the women's soccer team at Fresno Pacific University. Coach Hernandez is staying with us because we got a couple new girls to chat with. Candace Cunha from Clovis East and Paige Smith, Clovis North and Clovis Community. I should probably add in there, two-time Central Section Division I winner at Clovis North, right? That sounds really cool, doesn't it, Paige?
It does.
All right, so I asked the other girls about some Christmas traditions. Do you guys have any, or maybe like a favorite Christmas time that you've had with your family? Like, is there anything that pops in your mind?
Every Christmas Eve, we go to a candlelight service at church. So that's kind of our tradition. And then we come home, have family dinner, play games, and go to sleep early because we're all grown now and care about our sleep. But other than that, yep.
So you play board games?
Yes.
What are some of the family favorites or your favorites?
Oh, we play Sorry. We also like card games, I'd say, more than board games.
Okay.
But I would say like Phase 10, mm-hmm. Uno, games like that, Yahtzee. So those are a couple of our favorites.
All right, we do too. We got some favorites that we play every year at Christmas as well. All right, what about you, Candace? You got any special stuff around Christmas?
So normally on Christmas Eve, we go to my mom's side and we do presents, dinner, and a bunch of stuff with them. And then again, just kind of like what Paige said, go to sleep early, wake up the next morning, do presents with our like immediate family. And then after that, we end up going to my dad's side of the family to finish out the rest of the day.
All right, cool stuff. I called you Candace, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's Cadence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, there. You could have thrown something at me or made fun of me.
You could call her Cece as well.
You can call me Cece too.
All right, there you go. I'll write that down. That way I won't make the same mistake. Okay, so the other girls came in and they talked about how, you know, the improvement throughout the season, what they enjoyed most. But out of all the games you guys played, you know, win, lose, or draw, was there some like special moment that pops out this season, Cece? Maybe you want to start, like, throughout the whole soccer season, what pops out? It could even be like a bonding experience that you guys share together.
I think the game at Hawaii Pacific was a really good one. It was a battle. We came out with a tie, but I think all the girls worked really hard and like battled to come back. The atmosphere was crazy because it was their senior night. So the crowd was hyped. It was fun to watch.
You got anything to add, Paige? You got something that pops out?
I think the game against Vanguard was a really special moment, at least that I remember. We won that game. I believe it was 2-0 by the end of the game. But I just remember coming out that game, and there was just, like, felt this energy of, like, we're going to do this and we're going to win. And we got our first goal, and I think that feeling was kind of like, okay, like this isn't the same season as it was last year. Like this is something we can do. We can beat these teams now. Like we can come out. We can do things that we haven't done before. And so I think that game was really kind of like a testament to our season of we're coming out, we're beating teams that we didn't beat last year. And it was 2-0. I mean, it was a great result. I think everyone played great together, and it was just a really great feeling.
Yeah. The Biola right? The 0-0 game at the end of the year. You want to send the seniors off with the win, but you guys played them tough. Last year, Coach mentioned you guys lost that game 5-0. Mm-hmm. So you guys probably remembered that, right? And then you guys played a really good game against them. I'm curious, though. I know I didn't prep you with this question yet, but the difference between high school and Paige, I know you played at Clovis Community as well, but mm-hmm. the jump from high school to college, was it as difficult as you thought? Was it like, I knew college, you know, athletics was going to be really tough, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard, or maybe even something that was a little bit easy. Maybe you were prepared in high school and ready for college soccer, but is there something about college soccer that popped in your mind?
I think for me, it was just like starting out at the high school level and then going to the JUCO level is like one step up, and then coming in this year is like another step up. So it was kind of like high school, JUCO, 4-year, and there was just like a significant difference in all three of those. And I think the biggest one was just like adjusting to the way the game is played at the different levels, at least for me. But other than that, I mean, it was smooth transitions going in from high school to JUCO, JUCO to 4-year. So,
how about more of did the game seem fast and sped up, and then it slowed down for you, or the physicality?
I think the physicality stayed the same, I would say, but definitely the speed of play and the skill level was a very big jump, I would say, especially from high school to a 4-year, but even the JUCO level. I mean, some of it's girls who are looking to move on, and some is just girls out there who want to play for fun because they can. So I would say the pace of the game and the skill level is what the biggest difference was.
Cece, did you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, I'd say definitely fitness and physicality were two of like the main things that really was kind of like, I wouldn't say shell shocking, but definitely a little bit of a wake-up call when you come into college sports.
Coach, just talk about each of these two young ladies to your right and what they brought to the program this year and the positions they played and all that good stuff that went on.
So you'll notice a running theme, positions they played, that moves around a lot. Again, coming in late and trying to understand, you know, their best qualities and understand who they are on and off the pitch is something that we're going to, you know, tweak here and there. So Cece, you know, she came in and I was told, you know, she played previously as a midfielder, played as a winger. We've tried her up as a striker a little bit, and we're still trying to tweak that a little bit where we're going to find her. But one thing about Cece, she's one of the hardest workers out there. She's going to come in, and when she crosses that line and practice starts or the game starts, she's very competitive, very physical. But you wouldn't know that outside of it. You know, any other time you see her, she's always smiling, always very encouraging, positive. And she went through some adversity this year. You know, early on in our preseason game, she took an injury, was out for, I thought the injury was going to keep her out the whole season, if I was being honest. And she worked hard and recovered, and she came back early, helped us, competed, and then unfortunately took another injury. And it was kind of like in and out the entire year. So it's going to be exciting to see what she can do, you know, when she stays healthy the full year, and especially in the spring, because I think she has the quality to help us. We just, the consistency and the form, you know, is very, very hard when you're in and out of the lineup due to injury. Paige over here, she is the same as Gotti, kind of came in one of my first recruiting classes. She came from Clovis Community. Again, another similar story, right? We trust Orlando with what he had to offer. And then our assistant coach, Tyler Schoenfeld, spoke highly of her as well. So we brought her in. She was very, I could tell she was going to be organized from the beginning. She was one of the most organized players when it came to recruiting, and the communication aspect, getting everything done in a timely manner was a lot of fun. Again, but she's feisty. You wouldn't notice it with her. Her being a little bit smaller on the size, but she's feisty. She went through some adversity as well, not getting as many minutes early on. And there was one session where we had after a game, and there's a recovery session. You know, the players that play a significant amount of minutes have to do some type of recovery, and the players that didn't get those minutes, you know, compete. And she tore it up that session. You know, she was scoring bangers left and right, winning every ball. And from that moment on, she didn't look back. You know, she made a significant impact, you know, in pretty much every match, working hard. Her defensive work rate is something that has helped us out a lot, you know, talking about those stats. But then also the positivity. I know she, coming into a new environment, environment and understanding the new players around her. She did a good job of connecting with everybody, so it's a lot of fun.
And connection-wise, right, there's a theme with Fresno Pacific University within all the programs supporting each other. Do you guys go to a lot of the men's games, right?
Yes.
They were either, you know, usually what, after
they're,
yours?
They were before. So during preseason and non-conference, they're a little bit all over. They might be after or before. During conference, they're before. Next year, though, they will be the later game.
Got it. All right. So what did you guys enjoy about rooting for other teams? I mean, heck, it could be volleyball or basketball, but men's soccer, I'm sure you watched all of their games, right, or most of their games. Like, what did you guys enjoy about that, rooting for other teams on campus?
I think for me, I didn't really watch any other sports besides soccer on campus, but it was cool to see especially the new men's coach come in, because he coached at Clovis North at the time that I was there. And so kind of seeing his impact on the team, and then not knowing any of the men that are on the men's team, and then just seeing how they obviously had a great season, a great run. Like seeing them and the way that they play with each other on the field, and the support through all the sports on campus is amazing. Like, everyone supports each other, everyone goes to games, everyone posts about this, and there's this game and that game, everyone show up. So it's just a great community, and the school's great at showing support towards every sport, not just soccer.
CeCe, what about you?
Yeah, just like she said, it brings everybody together, like a big family atmosphere, which is one thing that I love about the school. So you'll look up in the crowd, or you'll hear like water polo, you'll hear basketball, volleyball. Everyone is always out supporting each other, and that's one of the things that makes FPU FPU.
Let's go back a little bit. I want to ask you guys, like, when did you first start to fall in love with soccer? Like, when did you start taking it serious? Were you, you know, I know all my daughters, three of them, played the little soccer, was amoeba soccer at first, right? Everyone's just kind of kicking the ball, not knowing which direction they're going. And then you get, right, then maybe you're on a travel team or a school team. But what was the evolution of soccer like for you, Paige?
I don't think I had a choice, honestly. I mean, my family is so rooted in soccer, and my parents grew up playing soccer. They played soccer till they were like 40, till they absolutely couldn't anymore. My parents have been my coaches my whole life, all throughout club. And then getting to high school, I was like, oh, can have a break. But my dad is the assistant coach at Clovis North for the women's team, so no break there. And then finally, I think I really truly fell in love with the sport when I got to Clovis Community, which is kind of weird because I was already old and grown and been playing my whole life. But I think that Orlando just installed some really, really good lessons in my life on and off the field. And I think that's when I really came to realize how much I love playing and how much I would give for the sport.
CeCe, similar type story as far as like growing up playing soccer your whole life, or
yeah,
do you play other sports?
So my dad grew up playing soccer. He's a soccer fanatic. So ever since I was little, there's pictures of me when I was 3 years old taking a little soccer little class. I don't even know what it was. But yeah, so ever since I was little, kind of same story. My dad always kicking the soccer ball around with me, and I think that's when I truly fell in love with it. Because no matter what we were doing, he's like, oh, you want to go outside? Let's go pass the ball around. Oh, let's go do this. Oh, you want to play All-Stars? Here, let's go play club. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. So I think that definitely is what led me to where I'm at today.
All right. We've only got a few minutes, and then we're going to have some questions from everybody. Really quick, give us, like, your major. What are you studying? What are some of your favorite classes, and what do you hope to do for a career?
So I'm a liberal studies major, and I am hoping to become an elementary school teacher. So, like, second, third grade, preferably. I came in as a kines major, found out real quickly I'm not a big science person, and made that switch in the first semester that I was here. So,
all right, Paige, what about you?
I am a liberal studies major as well. That is not what I want to do with my career. I do want to be a speech pathologist, so I'm hoping after I graduate FPU I can get back into that major. But for now, liberal studies and teaching has always been kind of my second option. So if I do end up being a teacher, I wouldn't be upset about
There's
it.
There's always needs for speech teachers at
yep.
school. You
mm-hmm.
probably get a job right away and
yep.
take a pick of schools. All right. Great stuff, girls. All right. We're throwing it now to Pablo. Pablo's got some questions from the student body at Fresno Pacific University. So he's going to fire away. Girls, you guys can lean on. I think he's going to address the questions to each of you so you know which ones to answer. So we got a few questions. Pablo, take it away.
Hello, Paul. So happy to be back with you for another episode. As you said, this week's questions do come from the student body for both coach and the players. So we're going to start off with Cadence. So we've talked a lot about how the team has drastically improved from season to season. What do you think was the main thing or factor that the team improved the most on?
Definitely our goals. So last year we gave up, I think it was 49 goals, and this year we only gave up 17. So that's a drastic decrease. So Carissa, Jesslyn really holding it down back there, and Monique, our goalkeeper, she had an amazing season. Definitely saved us a bunch of times. So I think that definitely played a big role into it.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, the next question for Carissa is going to be in regards to that. So Carissa, being the leader on the defense there as a center back, another stat for you is the season before you had 3 clean sheets, and this season you had 7 clean sheets. We've talked about the drastic improvement on defense. What do you think was like what the team did the best defensively to improve so much?
I think what we did best was work as a team, honestly. I think as a whole, collectively this year, it was just like a unit. It was not individually. It was not like, oh, this person's not going to do it. No, we just knew each other. We're going to help each other from the top to the bottom. And I think that's what worked the best for us this year.
Yeah, you could definitely see the team being way more united. And so the next question is going to be for Paige. So within the team, who do you think are the biggest leaders, and what makes them stand out to have created such unity?
I think the biggest leaders on the team would definitely be the two captains, Kenzie and Carissa. But also, I think this year, everyone really stepped up in their own way to show their leadership skills, whether it was on the field, on the bench, off the field, in the classroom. But I think it was definitely like a collective team effort. And I just think the way that Carissa and Kenzie led the team this year, they definitely allowed everyone to be themselves and encouraged everyone to do the best they could on and off the field. They led by example. I mean, I don't know anyone who works harder on defense than Carissa, and up top when she gets put up there for one or two games playing forward. So I just think definitely them leading by example allowed everyone to kind of do the same as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Paige. And the last question for the players is for you, Kari. So what steps do you think the team needs to take going forward to next season to be in contention for the Pac West?
I think they need to put in, or we need to put in a lot of time on the field, but also off the field, meaning doing film, actually watching, or actually reading the notes that our coach gives us. Because he takes a lot of time looking into the other teams and their opponents, like weaknesses, that what we can do to fight against them, you know, like keep up with them. But I really do think it's just the effort that we put outside of the field, because we always put effort inside of the field, but no one really does it outside. So making sure we do that is what really is going to help us next season.
Awesome. And coach, the question for you is, what do you think is the main factor or attribute that shapes your team culture and leadership?
Oh, interesting question. Love it, though. I think one of the biggest thing and one of our core values is non-negotiable, is perfect and work ethic. I think it's the only aspect that we can be perfect in, and it's something that we put at the forefront of it, because we can get the tactics right, we can get the culture right, we can get everything else right, but if we're not going to bring 110% each and every day, then we're not going to be able to compete.
Yeah, work ethic and, yeah, just continue to go at it. I think the results will speak for themselves, like they already have, and I'm excited to see what the season holds, next season holds for you, coach, and all of you. So for this next week, FPU basketball will be at home on Saturday in a doubleheader against Concordia Irvine. The women play at 2 p.m. and the men at 4:30. It is the last chance to catch them playing at home until the second week of January, so make sure you're there. And without further ado, back to you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Pablo, for that. We got another 30 seconds left in this before we wrap it up. So, Coach, we talked about the goals for next year. What are some really quick workouts and some things that you would like to see the team do up until when you guys start up next year?
So we have a winter packet put out, and they're hopefully following it along. The winter packet consists of some technical aspects, the weightlifting program, and obviously a conditioning program. And that was prepared by our strength and conditioning coach and hopefully our soon-to-be performance coach. So I think it'll help them out and go next year's conference tournament.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. So are all you guys returning next year?
Yes.
All right. That's an emphatic yes. So you got the packet. You got the instructions from coach, the strength coach. I'm calling this into existence right now. All right. You guys are going to go at least 8-4-4. You're going to flip those first two numbers next year. How's that sound? Does that sound pretty good?
Yeah.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
All right. So when we do this again next year, that we're going to talk about the vast improvement going from last year to this year to making the tournament and making some noise in the Pac West. That sounds like a deal. All right. Thank you guys for coming on. Really appreciate you. This has been the Sunbird Sports Show. Thanks to CC Cunha, Kylie Hernandez, Paige Smith, and Carissa Lopez, and of course, Coach Roberto Hernandez for coming on the show. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.